They are following the future.
June 28th, 2023.
Following their dream.
This is Philcast, episode 204.
Fables spun of tomorrows to come, with many things yet to be seen.
Coming to you from the lovely Crow and Dove House Studios deep in the wilds of Iowa. Speaking of the wilds of Iowa, this past weekend was Trek Fest in Riverside, Iowa, the future hometown of one James Tiberius Kirk. It was a fun weekend.
He didn't show up, though.
Yeah, well, he's not due yet.
Well, time travel and everything.
Eh, well, enough of us were dressed like time travelers. But anyway.
If you have music you think we should hear, whether it's yours or someone else's, point us toward it. Bandcamp pages and websites, we're always looking for new music. And if you have any old tapes, we will digitize those for you. We can be found on all of your favorite podcast sources, and look for us Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on sci-fi.radio. Sci-fi.radio, sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. If you hear something that you like on the show, you can go to philkcast.com, where we try to post links to all of the music that we've played on Philkcast. Support Philk and Filkers, support independent music. Now let's get the music going.
I've been playing this game since the first iteration of it in English came out in 1995. Yes, that's right. It was Pokemon Blue.
And she hasn't stopped.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have Pokemon Go on two different devices in our house just so I can trade Pokemon with myself.
Everywhere we go.
Insert joke about playing with myself here. Anyway, from One Nerdy Night, this is April Night with Pocket Monster Lament.
In Austin's fair city, where the parks are so pretty, I first played a phone game called Pokemon Go. I tracked Pidgey and Spearow through streets broad and narrow, crying Jigglypuff, Pikachu, Seal, and Slowbro. Seal and Slowbro, oh, Seal and Slowbro, crying Jigglypuff, Pikachu, Seal, and Slowbro. I walked with my iPhone to pass the next milestone, to hatch all the eggs and to level up slow. My phone tracked my progress. I started to obsess, crying Dragonite, Gyarados, Jinx, and Hypno. Jinx and Hypno, Jinx and Hypno, crying Dragonite, Gyarados, Jinx, and Hypno. I fought in gym battles in all of my travels, to buy incubators and great balls to throw. With Poke coins plenty, I spent not a penny, crying Jolteon, Flareon, Eevee, Ditto. Eevee, Ditto, Eevee, Ditto, crying Jolteon, Flareon, Eevee, Ditto. Then raids did begin to all my chagrin, for gathering a large group was difficult. Oh, to catch legendaries, one can't be solitary, crying Zapdos and Moltres and Articuno. Articuno, Articuno, crying Zapdos and Moltres and Articuno. Then research I did do to help Willow find Mew. These side quests were fun and XP he bestows, but Magikarp I must evolve. That tested my resolve, walking Magikarp till it becomes Gyarados. Becomes Gyarados, becomes Gyarados, walking magic carp till it becomes Gyarados. My plan will come to fruition. I'll make it my mission to reach level 40, not 1 point below. I'll track Skitty and Swalot and throw ultra balls a lot, crying Swablu and Seviper, Spoinxilio, 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 cracking Swablu and Seviper, Spoinxilio.
What do Goldilocks and D&D adventurers have in common? Theft! Thinking absolutely everything belongs to you, from porridge to pillaging, it's just a mess. From Flying Imperative, this is the Comic Book Goddess with Goldilocks and the Fortress.
Are you sure you like to be alone? What are the
Value. One of the things I love about Pride Month, month of June, especially here in North America, is the chance for self-reflection on who we really are and the face that we present to the world. Not just the face that we have, that we know so well, that we see in the mirror every day, but the one that we actually let the world see. And that's what this song is really about. From Wolves and Changelings, this is Talis Kimberly with The Face Within.
Patterns in the candlelight cast shadows on my skin. The brightness from the light without conceals the light within. Nothing in my hands, as you can see, they wait to hold you. Something more than life is inside me. You know I told you, truth can take us so far. Beyond that we go by trust. It's hard on you, but sometimes I just have to run and hide. But it's your arms I'll run back to, your face I wear inside. Where the inner portraits have hold space for one more frame.
When you cross an old western with outer space, you get a song that could be played in the bars on Firefly. From Bears All, this is Graham Leathers with Ramblin' Joe Finch.
Joe Finch was an itchy-footed traveling man. He rambled far and wide. Each time he saw a fence, Joe wondered what's on the other side. At 2 years old, he was crossing the street, and before he'd seen his town. By the time he'd reached his 14th year, he'd beat the whole world round. Then one day Joe looked up in the air, said, think of all the mysteries hiding up there. In this world now 4 times round, and I think it's time I was outward bound. And he was outbound, rambling the galaxy, Joe is doing fine. And every day's another holiday at Warp 69. 'Twas early the very next morning, Joe got out of bed. He brushed his teeth, put a comb in his pocket, and a rambling hat on his head. He went to the railway station to catch a train at 9. But this was the day, took a roundabout way on the ferry across space and time. Out of the clouds, a big ship came down, and four round feet settled into the ground. Great big metal door opened up wide, and a little green man said, "Joe, get inside." He was outbound, rebel in the galaxy. Joe is doing fine, and every day's another holiday at Warp 69. Trained him well, and they gave him a ship, a vessel of his very own. And they set him free in the galaxy, now he's never coming home. He's gone and he's still rambling, with the universe to explore. Can't say I know just where he is, but you can bet that he isn't bored. And one day I was standing by the well, and Joe came down to visit for a spell. He said, "Where are you going next?" He answered with a smile, "I'm heading for Andromeda, I think I'll be a while." And he was outbound, rambling in the galaxy, Joe is doing fine. And every day's another holiday at Warp 69. And I watched his spaceship blast away. He faxed me a postcard just the other day. It's Alpha Gamma 4, it's nice time of year. Having a great time, I wish you were here. And he was outbound, rambling the galaxy. Joe is doing fine. And every day's another holiday at Warp 69. And he was outbound, rambling the galaxy. Joe is doing fine. And every day's another holiday at Warp 69. Warp 69, Warp 69.
You ever see those images online where someone transposes the armor? Where the women are actually dressed in full plate and the men are in, you know, mankinis and things like that? Yeah, that's a fighting cat. But that's actually a very solid image for this particular song. From Beowulf Pulled My Arm Off. Great album title. This is Kari Marin with Superheroine.
Wake up early in the morning after last night, feel a bit raw. No, it will take a lot of effort to squeeze into my double reinforced bra. Do some stretching exercises, never mind how painful it feels. You've got gonna bear the bad stuff to save the universe in 9-inch heels. The bad guys wait for me, how will they tie me up today? I've mastered all the knots they've used before, so that's okay. Perhaps the hero down the street will need to rescue me. My suit accentuates my cleavage very subtly. Be prepared to show some skin if you're cheeks. Find more ways to bring up sex. I'm in this super group, of course I am the only chick. The guys are into me, and clearly I can take my pick. There's one guy who can fly, and one who is extremely strong. I can do backflips and have awesome hair that's really long. It's essential to be thin when you're a super heroine. I have glitter on my outfit, there's some jiggle in my hip. My boots are extremely sexy, my main weapon is a whip. Little boys think I am pretty, little girls think. Alright, may I get back to you on that one? My technique's based on ballet. I'll seduce you while I fight you, I can't help it, you won't mind. I can turn my breasts so they face the same way as my behind. I've got rape in my backstory, it is what has helped me grow. And makes you want to protect me, it's all pretty deep. And so, what's the right place to begin to be a superheroine? Don my tiny little eye mask, check my phone, no messages yet. You guys want to include me, but sometimes they simply forget. Oh well, I'd just be a distraction. They're much more effective without some girl who's always gonna kidnap there in the right, I've no doubt. I know I'm second best, and that's the way it's got to be. I'm sure there's some heroic deed out there that's right for me. I'll go and save a child and look astounding while I do, and then I'll sleep with someone, doesn't really matter who. There are many ways to win when you're a superheroine.
So one of the panel offerings that Eric and I actually have on a regular basis is how to prepare for your first show. And we actually had this panel at MuseCon one year, and Mark Bernstein was very gracious in sitting in. One of the things that he specializes in, and that I have tried to emulate, is keeping an eye out for those in the circle who are a little shyer about stepping in, especially in polite Midwestern chaos. It's called chaos for a reason. We dubbed ourselves the Obnoxious Squad! And so if you are one of those who is not quite as outgoing or extroverted, and you need someone to kind of help you get into circle, find one of us. We will help you. And that's what this song is about. From Prelude, Tomorrow's Promise. This is Joan Gustard with Filksingers, Filksingers.
A harsh noise echoed throughout the hotel till the chandeliers shook in distress. A noise shrill and piercing as harpies in heat, with much less restraint and finesse. So loud was the filksing, so raucous and wild, the microphone started to burn. A fool could have told it was no night to be too timid in claiming one's turn. Filksingers, filksingers, won't you be kind? I've been here since yesterday morning, you see. Filksingers, filksingers, let me go next, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Sat there alone at the back of the room. He was pale and he shook with fatigue. His hands were clenched widely upon his guitar. It was plain he was out of his league. It won't be your turn for an hour, they said, an hour until it comes round. Be sure that you get our attention next time. We missed you there, slumped on the ground. Filksingers, filksingers, won't you be kind? I've been here since yesterday morning, you see. Filksingers, filksingers, let me go next, and I'll try not to sing out of key. The filksing wore on, it lasted all night, with the songs getting more and more gross. Grimly one filksinger clung to the spotlight and sang 20 minutes of hoss. The boy in the corner sat slumped in defeat. The filkers had missed him once more. They'd seemed not to notice his feeble attempts to rise from his spot on the floor. Filksingers, filksingers, won't you be kind? I've been here since yesterday morning, you see. Filksingers, filksingers, let me go next, and I'll try not to sing out of key. I hear that the ghost reappeared here last night, the janitor said with a yawn. It certainly did, said the bellboy who brought the pitchers of water at dawn. They say the convention that killed the poor kid was held here the same time last year. And now any night that they sing in this room, that spirit is like to appear. Filksingers, filksingers, won't you be kind? I've been here since yesterday morning, you see. Filksingers, filksingers, let me go next, and I'll try not to sing out of key. A ghost at the filksing, the filksingers asked, and some of them paled with fright. Oh yes, folks, and that's why we can't hire a bellboy who'll dare bring you water at night. The poor fellow died with no food and no sleep, and no way to keep himself warm. His soul must be bound by some unfulfilled wish, some last act he has to perform. folk singers, won't you be kind? I've been here since yesterday morning, you see. Folk singers, let me go next, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
There was a time, a very long time ago, where I played chess fairly seriously. But it was like way after I was out of high school. I was out of college when I started this. I looked back and I went, maybe I should have started earlier. Something like this could have happened. From Rain on the Sand, this is Phil Mills with Cheerin' for Chess.
At the school for a new year this fall, I got a hot rod race car and the urge to play ball. A blonde quarterback, I think I'm looking alright, but I stare at my TV every Saturday night. If I had a white lab coat and bifocals with tape, I wouldn't waste 6 months to get my body in shape. Some guys choose to concentrate on 64 squares and get the choice honeys while us jocks have no prayer. Last night I had the strangest dream.
Oh, I like a nightmare.
Hot girls were hanging with the football team. Seems so real, but it's silly, I guess. They're too busy cheering for chess.
Give me a C.
I go to watch a match cause the chicks are all there. The cutest wears tight sweater, sports puffy teased hair. Short checkered skirt, shaking cubic pom-poms. See her go for that weakling who's promoting his pawns. Last night I had the strangest dream.
I may never
the
sleep
hot
again.
Girls were hanging with the football team.
Like that had ever
seems
happened.
So real, but it's silly, I guess. They're too busy cheering for chess.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an E.
E.
I watched a nature show one night when I was feeling rough. On that channel where they talk a lot and try to teach you stuff. A pair of bighorn sheep bash their heads together to see if one could win a ewe from the other. And I thought, that's it. My life should work that way. Then a scrawny little ram led the female away. Last night I had the strangest dream.
I wish you'd stop.
Hot girls were hanging with the football team.
Why would we do
seems
that?
Seems so real, but it's silly, I guess. Thinking about it just makes me depressed. They don't dig muscles or shallowness. They're too busy cheering for chess.
Give me an S.
Too busy cheering for chess.
Checkmate!
Okay, fair cop. This is a concept in gaming that I cannot get behind. I'm the kind of video gamer who keeps everything. I keep everything, I keep as many pieces of it as I possibly can in my bag, just in case, because I'm so afraid of giving up anything that I might need later in the game. This song does exactly the opposite.
And she does that in real life, too.
No one asked you. From Cylinder Becomes Unicorn, this is Rhiannon's Lark with Marie Kondo and the Bag of Holding, a.k.a. the Minimalist Barbarian.
My name is Braddock. I'm a barbarian. I'm really handy with an axe. When I'm not swinging, you'll find me carrying a bag of holding filled with our knick-knacks. And though a year ago it seemed quite nifty, every day I get more thrifty. Why do I need this ogre hook? Or this empty spellbook? Feathers from a bird we fought? Or this iron pot? As I am considering, Conmarie, she speaks to me. Does it spark joy? Does it make your life meaningful? Will you use it every day? Listen to my words and keep your stuff minimal. Let it go, give it away. Does it spark joy? Does it make your life meaningful? Will you use it every day? Listen to my words and keep your stuff minimal. Let it go, give it away. So I keep her words in mind as I look for things to leave behind. Why do we need these dead crows? Or these 14 crossbows, water skin that's filled with wine? Or these long swords, we've got nine. As I am considering, Conmarie, she speaks to me. Does it spark joy? Does it make your life meaningful? Will you use it every day? Listen to my words and keep your stuff minimal. Let it go, give it away. Does it spark joy? Does it make your life meaningful? Will you use it every day? Listen to my words and keep your stuff minimal. Let it go, give it away. So I take her words to heart, dump the bag and make a fresh start. Why do I need bracers of shield? Or this flail we can't wield? Grappling hook I've never thrown? Or the finger of a crone? As I am considering, Conmarie, she speaks to me. Does it spark joy? Does it make your life meaningful? Will you use it every day? Listen to my words and keep your stuff minimal. Let it go, give it away. Does it spark joy? Does it make your life meaningful? Will you use it every day? Listen to my words and keep your stuff minimal. Let it go, give it away. Just because you have the space doesn't mean you need to fill it.
What will aliens find, you know, 1,000 years from now when they come visit our planet finally? A lot of craters, a lot of big holes in the ground. And a whole lot of desert, I'm finding. Might just end up being a quiet neighborhood for once. From Dream of Flying, this is Stone Dragons with The Big One.
Metal detectors humming, dragged across the ground, checking all the strewn fields, listening for a sound. We search the earth wide over for treasures large and small, carbonaceous chondrites, iron and nickel balls, seeds from distant planets, time travelers from space, ancient impact craters, a faint magnetic trace. Cosmic stained glass windows, shades of all of thee, stardust oldest matter, think of where they've been. Someday we'll find the big one, a signal loud and strong, but still we'll keep on digging for meteorites, not meteor wrongs. Seeds from distant planets, time travelers from space, ancient impact crater, a faint magnetic trace.
One of the things I actually don't like about media interpretations of art right now is the checking of boxes when it comes to marginalized groups or minority groups that are represented. And it's like, people are not boxes. If I had to check every box for what my background represents, I'd be coloring in the page. That's not what people are. That's not who we are. Now, that's not who you have to be. From Through the Door, this is Char McKay with No Box for Me.
You look at me like I'm an alien from outer space, but you don't even know me, and it makes me contemplate. While you're jumping to conclusions, I see the irony. How you think that passing judgment makes you holier than me.
Song is kind of an extension of that. Is be who you want to be. Don't let anyone else determine who you are. Going way back for this from a very early tape from Song Spinner. This is Steve McDonald with Dreamer's Song.
So monsters lurk, comic books and Captain Kirk. I
remember all their names and faces. I dream my days away in other spaces. Did you know Chris Columbus was a dreamer? And Neil Armstrong, just a kid at heart. I could be Eric Garner, Mr. Spock, Philip Links, or old TikTok. Or a Pearson's puppeteer. I'm a Pearson's puppeteer. I want to go to the moon, and my friends, they all laugh. My teachers think I'm a little odd, but they don't know the half. 'Cause I see space colonies in the sky, I see asteroid miners flying by, power stations around the sun. Now the Dyson sphere's begun, and a first contact I see. Is that contact with me? Feels like nobody sees it the way I do. I get pats on the head, he'll grow out of it, it said. Now even as far as we have come, they still can't see something new. I'm a little older, and the girls, well, they just giggle. 'Cause I've been playing D&D and reading Leaf by Niggle. Spacemen aren't cute anymore, the adults think I should mind the store. To be too old for dreams, I should get down to earth, it seems. Be practical, say the crowds. You've no business in the clouds. Feels like nobody sees it the way I do. I'm told, get to work, frontiers are for jerks. Now even as far as we have come, the dreamers are so few. Monsters lurk, comic books, and Captain Kirk. I remember all their names and faces. I dream my days away in other spaces. Did you know Chris Columbus was a dreamer? Neil Armstrong, just a kid at heart. I could be Eric Garner, Mr. Spock, Philip Links, or old TikTok. Or a Pearson's puppeteer. I'm a Pearson's puppeteer. now I'm a man. I shouldn't dream anymore, 'cause I've got responsibilities and a family to provide for. But still I reach out for the stars, we'll move into the universe. Still I read Asimov and Heinlein, Niven and Herbert still blow my mind. And I've found others just like me. With visions of eternity. At least if you see it the way I do. Most people don't understand that dreamers touched by God's own hand. Now look at how far we have come. The dreamer could be you. So let's go back to where the monsters lurk. Comic books and Captain Kirk. Remembering all their names and faces, dreaming days away in other spaces. Did you know Chris Columbus was a dreamer? Neil Armstrong, just a kid at heart. You could be Aragorn or Mr. Spock, Philip Links or old TikTok, or a Pearson's puppeteer. We're all Pearson's puppeteers.
News, 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 news.
Coming to you from the news desk in the marsupial sub-basement of Crow and Dove House Studios, where we're always looking for filk events, house filks, online concerts, no matter the country. If you're doing an online show or a live show, let us know and we'll talk about it. If you're doing a fundraiser, let us know and we'll talk about it. Filkcast is a place where you can find out about filk everywhere. So what's going on?
The Pegasus nomination ballot is open. Go to OVFF.org and give your favorite filker some love, but you better do it soon. The ballot closes on July the 31st. There is a new online filk radio station called Dandelion Corner, brought to you by Katrina Joyner from Woke's Print Catalog. They are running 24 hours a day, and they'll be digging into our archives on Wednesdays and playing some of our old shows. Give them a listen. Speaking of which, the Woke's Print Catalog is your online filk store. Lots of old and new stuff. Go check it out. The Vintage Filk Preservation page is on YouTube, lots of long out-of-print tapes and good stuff there. Gary McGaff has brought filk news to Mastodon. Go take a look. He's also planning on updating his book tomorrow, Songs Today, and is looking for input from other filkers. Please go take a look at his website. We've got the link on our website. We are trying to start talking about cons a couple months before they happen, so please send us information about your convention so we can send filkers your way, such as Convergence, happening July 5th through the 9th. Performers include Candles Enough, Michael Sapin Anderson and the Nerdy Folks, Kyle Tranmere, Disassociate, Dave Stagner, Nate Buckland, Scott Kiever, Tanya Brody, Versatile Fluff, Handsome Midnight, Nemesis-y, Bad September, the band formerly known as Slitherpuff, Ravenscroft Music Guild, Tambourian, The Toader, Fistful of Datas, Fuzzy Machete, General Synesthesia, Rancho Unicornio, Lore Weavers, and The Dregs. PemiCon, July 20th through 23rd. Performers will include the Stone Dragons, Decadent Dave Clement, John McDade, Roberta Rogow, Paul Quinn and Friends, Catherine and Paul McDonald, Chris Clark, Howard Scrimgower, Gary Ulrich, Jane Garthson and Phil Mills, Bill Oppenheimer, Gary McGath, Morva and Allen, Blind Lemming Chiffon, Judith Haymond, Kathleen Sloan, Peggy Warner Lalonde and Ken Lalonde, and Bards at Large, which is Becca and Graham Leathers.
It occurs to me that we actually played a bunch of these people tonight.
Did you? you do that on purpose?
No.
Sure you did.
No,
Own
I
it.
Didn't. Oh, wait, yes, yes, I did.
See, there you go.
Right.
CocoCon will be September 1st through the 4th. The music guest of honor will be Margaret and Christoph. The author guest of honor will be Shauna McGuire. And there will be an instrument petting zoo and a taiko drum circle. Lots of fun. The Geekspin podcast has featured Adam Stemple, Cheshire Moon, The Salacious Crumbles, and more. Go check them out. Filk Quest on YouTube from No Budget Productions and Filk Ferret Productions brings you interviews with all kinds of filkers. Way too many to name here, but it's a heck of a good time. The Eurofilk Circle will be June 29th at 6 p.m. Stockholm time. That's 12 noon Eastern time here in North America. And if you're looking for information for Filk Online, you can go to friendsoffilk.org, organized by Cecilia Eng. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 204.
You can find playlists and links at philcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can download us on most of your favorite podcast sources. And we can be heard Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on sci-fi.radio. As always, send us requests, send us music, send us links to music. We're always looking for new stuff. And if you're willing to be part of the street team, I have posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot page and on Facebook. One in color, one in black and white. And you can print those out and put them on the freebie table at your local convention. If you have any questions, you can send me an email at TieDyeEric@philcast.com. Please help spread the word.
It takes a lot to be a TIE fighter, but the ladies love a brave and stupid man.
You're crossing the streams again.
And? Exactly. From Princess Leia's stolen Death Star plans, this is Palette Swap Ninja with A Day in the Life of Red 5. Stay safe, hug your loved ones, and keep fighting for the future we all deserve. We'll talk to you again next week.
I made some friends today, oh boy. I helped a princess and her droid escape. Though losing Ben was rather sad, he said he knew my dad. He's really all I have. Joined the squad today, oh boy. The rebel army off to fight a war. I'd hoped that Han would lend a hand. He had some debts to pay. Said it looked like suicide and didn't care enough to stay. I'm in an X-wing now. Switch my deflectors onto double front. We're split in squadrons red and gold. This battle has begun. Time to start a
report in.
Red 10 standing by.
Red 7 standing by.
Red 3 standing by.
Red 6 standing by.
Red 9 standing by.
Red 2 standing by.
Red 11 standing by.
Red 5 standing by.
We're passing through the magnetic field.
Look at the size of that thing.
Cut the channel, Red 2.
We're in position. I'm going to cut across the axis and try and draw their fire.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Pull up, a pilot said, thought for sure that I was dead. Got a little cooked, but I'm okay. And R2, hey, just see what you can do. Here's the plan, we're going fast. Keep the spiders off our backs. Gonna close it up with Biggs and Wedge. Then Obi-Wan spoke and I went into a dream. call. My torpedo finds a target and I wait for it to fall. We need the Death Star gone.
Travel base 3 minutes in closing.
Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters.
Watch it, you've got one on your tail.
Jet, I can hold it.
Pull up!
No, I'm all right.
Stay on target.
Fire! Coming in, point three.
Stay on target.
I'm on the leader.
This is it.
You may fire when ready.
We can't reinstate Blipverts. They're lethal. You know that.
That hasn't been proven.